there was a Jewish community, and there was, my mother had, during the war, during the First World War, my mother was very active in things Jewish, because there were so many young Jewish soldiers at Camp Jones. And so there was an organization, there was a welfare organization, and of this and of that, you know. But during the, in between the war, the wars, and even during the Second World War, again, we were active. There were a big air base there, and there were a lot of Jewish soldiers, and several of us got together to see that they had a certain amount of Jewish life in town. Mm-hmm. But it was only during the wars. Other times, there was a Jewish community, but it was, in fact, I would say that there were probably two Jewish communities.
Two Jewish communities?
Those who were well-heeled and those that weren't so affluent.
There was a decided demarcation?
Oh, yeah, it was very definite. Very definitely, it was a social life. It's hard to describe without sounding... Well, I wasn't bitter because I didn't care.
Yeah.
But there were some who were a bit bitter about the way that was divided.
Mm-hmm. Was there any kind of congregation? Or?
There was no kind of congregation. We were strictly Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah Jews. In other words, there were services up above in the Masonic Hall or something on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and they wouldn't even bother to get in a rabbi from someplace. I say, old man Blumenthal, and have the minion would carry on a service, but only during the high holidays.
Only during the high...
And that was only during the period when there was a sizable number of Jewish families there.
Uh-huh. But there was never...
And then most lot of them used to go to Tucson or El Paso for the holidays.
Yeah.
But then... There was never an active, I would say. Now, somebody may disagree with me because I grew up knowing I was Jewish, and that was just about it.